episode 1281, When Your Spouse Isn't a Great Listener.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is Saturday. That means it is Relationship Builders Day. It's time to put your marriage first. But what happens when your spouse isn't a great listener? We're diving in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, when your spouse isn't a great listener, how can you be heard, feel appreciated, and grow in your marriage when no one is listening? Listening is a form of communication. Some would argue it's not, because some would say you can have verbal communication, you can have nonverbal communication, but really, where does listening fit in? Well, listening fits in when you want to be heard. Next to the need to be loved, everyone wants to be heard. The more you have people listen to you, the greater you feel about yourself. There is value in being heard. Now, you could argue both sides of the story, right? You could argue that, well, you know, just because you're being heard doesn't mean that you're valued more or less. True, but that's not the point here. Because unfortunately, almost 70% of women do not believe that their spouse is a good listener. Yet 50% of men agree that their spouse is a good listener. Those percentages, they don't add up, so we have a problem. Most are not listening to each other, or they're using the infamous selective hearing. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Maybe your spouse already did it to you today. He's sitting on the couch and you're having this conversation and you ask a question and sure enough, he doesn't have the right answer. And your response is, well, aren't you listening to me? How many times a week do you say that particular phrase or something close to it? When you are not heard, you feel alone. And being married, you don't want to feel alone, right? That's part of it. You're in a relationship. There's togetherness. The whole idea that I am not enough is solidified when you're not heard. When your spouse isn't a great listener and your heart believes that, then the wedge begins to form between the two of you. Wedges do not help a relationship, and wedges can grow if fed. So how can you really encourage listening in your marriage, leaving the mothering out of the conversation? We'll talk about that here in just a few minutes, but mothering is a problem, and we have to be honest if we really want to work on our marriages. You can, though, encourage listening, but it does require work, and the work starts with the ears. Oh, yes. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Start with the ears. It's E-A-R, and that's what we're going to break it down to. One thing I want to remind you of, James chapter 1, verse 19 says this, "Take note, my dear brothers and sisters, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." But unfortunately, we're quick to speak, we are quick to become angry, and most of us are not listening. So we need to start with the ears. And let's break it down. What does EAR really mean when it comes to building our relationships? A stronger foundation. You know, come on. Listening is a pillar to communication. So let's talk about this. Number one, exceed. Exceed your own expectations of your spouse. Whoa, what does that mean? Well, if you want to be heard, you too must be willing to listen and listen intently. It's easy for us to talk and it's very difficult for us to listen. So you've got to walk your talk, in other words. So exceed your own expectations of your spouse. If you expect your spouse to hear every single word, then you need to be listening to every single word. So when your husband comes in the door and you say hello, however you greet him, Maybe it was, how was your day? What happened? And he begins his paragraph that may only be 10 seconds worth, but that 10 seconds is going to set the tone of the entire evening. And you're sitting here trying to do two or three other things and you really didn't hear what he said. And you're like, oh, wait, didn't you just say that? And he's like, really? Seriously? And he walks away. How is that helping your marriage? How does that start your evening off? It doesn't, right? You get so caught up in everything else that you forget the most important person in the room at the time, and that's your spouse. So exceed your own expectations that you have of your spouse. You must be willing to listen and listen intently. Talk your walk. Be present to the nth degree. Number two, A, accept. Accept what your spouse tells you at face value. I told you we're going to talk about mothering. Well, here is where it comes in. Mothering is something you are so good at. Moms, we've got this down pat. That doesn't mean we're great at it, but we're good at it. It's part of who we are. We are the nurturers. That's how God made us. But it is an insult to your spouse when you mother him. He did not want to marry and have another mother in the family. He wanted to marry a spouse, a wife, a lifelong partner. Mother plays a different role in that. So don't insult your spouse. Accept what your spouse tells you at face value. When you accept what your spouse tells you, you are empowering him with his own words. Let me explain this a little bit. Explanation here. So my husband and I, we've been working on something, and you know, it's always difficult in a move. I'll set up accounts. He'll set up accounts. Well, we've got to work with our internet. And of course, as you know, in order for me to do what I do, I have to have internet. It is a vital part of what I do to get the message out across the airwaves. And so he opened it up, remember, because he came about 6 months prior to us joining him because of selling our house and getting our number 3 of 5, Ashley, graduated from high school. And with all these decisions, of course, he had it already set up in his name. Made sense. Well, we move here and we've been having some issues now in our new home with the internet. The problem is I can't do anything about it. Why? Because my name is not on the account. And guess what? I can't go and make the phone call and say, you need to add me to the account. No, he has to do it. And you know what? His time is very valuable. He is a very busy, productive man who has a lot on his plate all the time. But I know that I can make the time that I need to do in order to work on the internet. So we've been battling at this for probably the last month and a half or so. And I would remind him, I can't do anything. I'm not on the account. And I would just be like, come on, seriously, make the phone call. When you're off one day, make the phone call. Most of these places have 24/7 service. You can call, let them know, add me to the account, and I can take care of it. Well, I felt for a long time, I just kept talking to what? A blank wall. And he was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then one time last week, he said, okay, remind me to do this. And so guess what? I headed out of town this weekend. Yes. Okay, not yes, because it still means work, right? We're moving our eldest daughter. We're taking her to nursing school. And so we're getting her out of her old apartment into her new apartment. So myself and our two youngest boys are with me. And my daughter and my oldest son, they're here, obviously. And we're loading it up today. We're getting it all ready. And we're heading, not quite cross country, but only about 2 hours away. Anyway, long story short, I told him right before I left, I said, I would really appreciate it if you could add me to our account for the internet. When you do that, then I can work with them. The internet is not always working like I need it to and like you want it to. And so let me work with them and push them and press them a little bit. That's all I said. That was it. So here, I told him what I needed. And he then responded to me, okay, I got it. Guess what? Yesterday, I got a text. He goes, sweetheart, I added you to the internet account. And what did I do? I sent him back a text and said, thank you, 3 exclamation points with a little heart. He did exactly what he agreed to. He listened. Yeah, at first, I kind of felt like I was like, come on, dude, what's your issue here? Why can't you just make the phone call? That wasn't getting anywhere. Instead, though, I listened to exactly what he wanted me to do. Remind me, and I will do it. And that's exactly what I did. One time I reminded him, and he followed through. Accept what your spouse tells you at face value. But also, and it's a big but, this is something I really want you to listen. I want you to hear, and I want you to internalize. When you are accepting what your spouse tells you at face value, you also have to be willing to let them fall. And that is so hard to do. We have to let our children fall. That's almost next to impossible to do. But they learn by falling. Our husbands, they do not need mothers. They want wives to love them, to honor them, to respect them, to cherish them. And we do that by letting them fall. If I let my husband fall and I came home, you know, Sunday going into Monday, and next thing you know, I'm like, hey, how did that internet thing go? Or even I don't mention it, and he says nothing to me, and we have a problem a couple days later. All I'm going to do is just be like, okay, you can be mad because it's not working when you want it to work, but you can't be mad at me. And you have to let the chips fall where they fall. I'm telling you, that is so difficult to do because you want to be what? The protector, the one who is still nurturing, the one who's picking up the pieces because that's what we know best. But when it comes to our marriage, that's not what is good for our marriage. So accept what your spouse tells you at face value. When you are supporting him to hear his own voice, taking what he says seriously and not just pretending to listen and then doing what you want, yeah, you are supporting him. You need to understand, and he needs to know, that you are hearing him. Start with the ears. And finally, number 3. I know A is a long one, isn't it? I know. We've got exceed, accept. Now number 3, respect. Respect your spouse with love and with gratitude. All of us, absolutely every one of us who are married or in a relationship, take our partners for granted. If you've been dating longer than a week, you take your partner for granted. Why? Because, well, he's already been there for 7 days. This is awesome. Now, you may not think that he's going to be there forever, but you feel like you're going to get another 2 days out, that you're not freaking out when he doesn't text you. But if you went 2 weeks after that 1 week, you'd be like, oh my gosh, what's going on? This is not right. Something's up. You see, we have to respect each other in our marriages, and we do it with love and with gratitude. When your spouse listens to you, respect him with the recognition he deserves. Love and gratitude. The simple response that I gave my husband, thank you, !! with a little heart. He deserved that. I didn't have to say, thank goodness it's about daggum time. You did what I asked you to do 2 months ago. What took you so long? Okay, how many of you have said something to that? Maybe it has nothing to do with the internet, but something to that degree. Of course you have. You have done it. I have done it. And that is wrong. That is so wrong. You're putting yourself in the mothering position. No, all you need to do is say, thank you so much. Now, listening may be tough for your spouse. There are some people, honestly, that just don't feel like they are worthy, that they're not heard. And so they're used to going through life not being heard. And so this can kind of be a new area for them. And it can be somewhat intimidating. It can be scary. And it can be like, oh, I don't know. It's like uncharted waters. You don't know what's going to be out there that's going to get you. You have to create this safe place. And a safe place is through respect. Respect, love, and gratitude. Start with the ears. Just because you don't feel like your spouse isn't a great listener doesn't mean he or she isn't a great listener. They can. But you know what? We train each other by our responses, by how we treat each other, how we talk to each other, how we talk about each other. Start with the ears. Love your spouse with both ears, not just what you think should be heard. There's a big difference. Listening can bring you closer together as a couple. Maybe this is a challenge for you. Maybe you get tripped up in communication. Communication is a fundamental, foundational pillar when it comes to building your marriage. Listening is a portion of that. And it's vital to the health of your relationship. So if you're one who's sitting there going and questioning, gosh, I just don't know. My vocabulary seems to be off. I feel like I do listen, but maybe I'm not verbally expressing properly. Or I need to do some nonverbal things because I'm too overly aggressively verbal. It goes all different directions. If you want help with this in building a strong foundation of communication in your marriage, in your relationship, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Now, this is totally complimentary. You and I, you get to chat with me. We will talk specifically about your situation, and you will walk away with tools and strategies to implement immediately into your life that can get you going on a better path. You want to take a chance on yourself, a chance on your marriage to increase that love and to build a foundation that will last through eternity? Then click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I cannot wait to hear from you. Start with the ears. Listening can bring you closer together as a couple. It doesn't have to be because it's convenient for you to listen. It doesn't have to be because, well, you have nothing else better to do. It doesn't have to be because, well, you're just doing it because, well, he's going to continue to talk this way until you stop long enough to pretend you were listening and you're going to go do whatever you want to do anyway. You don't want to build a relationship like that. Turn your ear toward your spouse. That's what God does to us. He doesn't turn away from us. He turns towards us. And that's what we need to do to our spouse. Turn your ear towards your spouse. Allow every word to be heard so you know that he matters and that you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.